Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Well, shout out to Cactus Music, because if you were at this concert with Alice Cooper, let this play a little bit. Man, what a show. That's theater. I love watching veterans in music. They own it. They own it. They're like our next guest. They own it. Anybody who was at the Alice Cooper show, you might not know who he is if you're under 30, but what a show. And musicians top to bottom, he only picks the best. All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. We roll on here tonight. Big one for the Houston Dynamo tomorrow night against Vancouver. Listen, it's a precarious playoff situation right now. There's nothing guaranteed here. Dynamo in seventh. They don't want to end up eighth or ninth, and they're also within striking distance of getting home field advantage. So a lot at stake. No better guy to bring on the show than Dynamo defender Eric Sviatchenko, who comes on now. Eric, thank you for taking the time to come on the show tonight.
Of course, Glenn. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, so did you like my little intro for you? Because I see you as one of the wise men of the Dynamo, one of the great readers of the game. And I was talking about Alice Cooper, who you may not even know, one of the great rock stars of all time, and just how the guy owns the stage.
Thank you for the comparison. I actually know Alice Cooper, but it's always important for us to have a very experienced squad, especially going into this crucial period, as you also mentioned. It's hit or miss in that aspect right now, which also makes it even more fun to play football. This is why we play football, when it's on the edge, and it's going to be so fun.
Playoff structure in Major League Soccer, you and I have talked about it before, Eric, and the differences of it. You know, you got to go through it last year. Just a year from last year, tell us how you're feeling about it and where you think the team is at this moment here, because what I outlined was pretty interesting. I mean, you don't want to end up eighth or ninth in a single elimination game, and on the other hand, you guys are right there in striking distance for home field advantage.
No, I think getting into the league last season and getting to know the playoff kind of system, it's actually growing on me. It's kind of, I sense the urgency, I sense the intensity right now with the teams kind of competing for the same spots. But within that, there's also the possibility of achieving within that kind of playoff spots. It's not just kind of being top seven, it's kind of, now we're in the reach because we have Vancouver at home in a crucial game, 1 point above us. We have Seattle coming up. We have Austin underneath us. So it's kind of, we can decide it in our own hands, and that just means that we have this kind of possibility to really hit the gas pedal right now, and we are in in a good shape. I think the best informed teams right now in the West is Vancouver and Houston Dynamo, so that's why it's going to be very, very interesting tomorrow.
Eric, do you get the sense now? I mean, are people closing you down, you know, an extra half a yard now? Do you feel like the competition for singular plays are kind of reflecting the urgency now from teams? Can you feel that?
I don't know if it reflects kind of into the small margins on the field, but I certainly can see it in the kind of thinking. Like, we're looking at the table and knowing that these games are crucial. We see that Vancouver, especially meeting them tomorrow, like they're one of the best teams away. Funny enough, the other team is Houston Dynamo away and at home. That's where we haven't picked up the points, but now kind of we're feeling it coming after RSL at home. We feel like we're in a very, very kind of hot run with four goals, maybe four too many. Not that we didn't could score like one or two, but in this game particularly, we just kind of were efficient, and that's something that we need to be as well tomorrow. And those kind of momentum is very important to go into the last stretch here before the playoff kind of begins.
He's Dynamo defender Eric Svechenko, has played in the Champions League, FC Midtjylland. He has represented Denmark. He's played at Celtic in Scotland with that legendary club as well. And he's been an exceptional defender since his signing here for the Houston Dynamo. Do you get the sense that maybe the home record has hit some of those blemishes in the past because of teams coming in and defending deeper, and that maybe you get a little bit more open play on the road?
It could be a factor for sure. I think that we have had some really, really good games, and a lot of the interviews after the games has been, we did all the right things, we dominated, but we just couldn't score. So, of course, that's kind of a Toronto game was much like that in that sense, where they then get one chance. I think it was a set piece, and then they score. So that could be one of the factors that we have been kind of more efficient on the road. But then on the other hand, we also kind of know that we're getting, like last season, we get into kind of a hot streak. And as I understand right now in the MLS, it's very important to get that kind of running of form right now. And I think that we are there. And of course, it's very unfortunate with Hector's injury right now, but hopefully it's not a too big of an injury, and then hopefully we can step up with some players that need to rotate a little bit.
Yeah, what changes without Hector now? Because he is such a fulcrum for this team, had that wonderful assist to Griffin Dorsey. What changes now without him?
No, of course it changes some of the aspects of a lot of football, and a lot of plays goes through Hector and Adi in the midfield. But on the other hand, we luckily just got Coco back, and he showed a really good performance last game, and I think he could step up and maybe play that role. So in that aspect, it gets maybe some even more dynamic in the midfield. I think that we played without him in the first beginning of the season, where we needed him and came back. He had an impact immediately. But now, knowing that this is a very, very important stretch, I know that players will step up and help. We have Amin Bashi taking care of the set piece, and he knows what to do there too. So we're going to miss him, but it's hopefully for a short period.
Without Hector, it seemed the last game the tempo just went up a little bit once he went off. I don't know if that's fair to say, but do you see the tempo change a little bit? Because Hector's such an orchestrator. It's like he's painting a picture out there. And maybe sometimes it can get a little bit methodical. Do you sense the tempo goes up without him there?
It's a pretty fair kind of point that sometimes with Hector getting on the ball, it also drags a lot of attention, which is positive in the sense of the way that we play. Because he can also pinpoint the passes that no one else sees when the tempo is low, and then suddenly kind of explode in tempo. So I think the balance is very key for us. I don't sense that that's the main issue, that when he's out that the tempo then raises. I think it's something that we need to be able to do even with Hector on the field. But sometimes the different kind of player clientele can change that and maybe we need that. But again, we just know with Vancouver, they just kind of go. So sometimes in that game, it will be very important to kind of tire them down too with the ball and sometimes go a bit more methodical from left to right, to right to left. Sometimes we have been too eager to go when we just get it up to one side, and then we haven't really shifted the opponents enough. But it's a fair point, Glenn. Sometimes that can be the case.
Eric Sviatchenko joining us. I tell you, I marvel at, I know you're doing a lot of work with Mikhail. I know you're helping to polish him as a player. I know Aurelien Collin, as an ex-center back, is doing it too. I really see you as a guy that is not only an exceptional defender, but also a team guy. And have you worked a lot with Mikhail? You guys have formed a great partnership. You know, maybe take us into some of the details of how that might happen in practice, because I find it very interesting, because I was the recipient of a veteran defender working with me when I was young, and I could not believe how it accelerated my game.
No, I believe that that I have a really positive effect on Mikhail. It's kind of throughout my career, I've had a lot of partnerships, and to be honest, every partnership has been a flourishing one and has been successful, and that's what I see with Mikhail and me. I think he has all the attributes that we'd have to have as a center back, a modern center back. And then some of the key things that he just needs to learn is how to defend properly and when to take the decisions, when to cover space. And I work a lot about those with my analysts, and some of the things that I share with him helps him too. Aurelien is on him, Ben is on him, Juan is on him, but especially he had a kind of a form dip maybe 5-6 games ago, but I would say the last 5 games has been really, really outstanding from him, and we've been playing really, really well. So I'm just happy to see that a young defender is doing well beside me, and I try to guide him as much as possible. It's just the balance that he needs to find of kind of letting the help into him, because he is also a player that wants to do everything. He wants to set the tone, he wants to make the killer passes, but it's not always on. And that's where we kind of need to find the balance, and that comes with games. But I saw kind of a statistic, I think we've played over 50 games together now, me and Mikhail. and when you have those numbers, it also really strikes kind of that next level partnership. And I think that overall in the league, we underappreciated, me and Mikhail, in our defense in general, being the second best in the West maybe and third best in the MLS. I think it's something that is less talked about, but it sometimes has to be under the radar and then come from behind and set the tone there and show that we are the best defenders in this league.
Eric, great job tonight. Thank you for coming on live. You made the show, I will tell you that. So go out and beat Vancouver tomorrow night. Look forward to watching you play. Continued success. Thank you so much for coming on tonight live.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Glenn.
All right. That's the one and only Eric Sviatchenko. Dynamo take on Vancouver tomorrow. Tickets at HoustonDynamo.com or caller number 5 right now at 713-780-3776. Wins a pair of tickets, and caller number 3 will give you a pair to the Houston-Seattle. We take a break. Jorge Ramos, legendary Spanish commentator, ESPN, next.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.